Happy New Year to our listeners today and to so many citizens across Southern York County after we celebrate Christmas with so many warm and treasured family traditions. We have another very special tradition that is right around the corner, and that is the annual Pennsylvania Farm Show. It is the nation's largest indoor agriculture expo, and it has something for everyone. Representing a district with the number one industry being agriculture, there are a lot of York Countyans who are going to be out and about at the upcoming 108th annual Farm Show. So to get you prepared and share a little bit about what to expect for this week-long event, I am so pleased and very excited to be joined by Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Lisa Grabiel. Deputy Secretary Grabiel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me, Senator. Any chance I have to talk about agriculture and our 108th Farm Show, I'm happy to do it. You know, you just mentioned the holidays, and about a month ago, your listeners were probably getting out their advent calendars to count down to Christmas and count down to the holidays, and we at the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture have a special countdown just for Farm Show. So we are in our last days here. It's coming up quickly.
Well, I really appreciate you being here with us today because, as you note, I am sure that you and just about everyone on your team at the Department of Ag is extremely busy preparing for this massive annual event. So for our listeners, you serve as the Deputy Secretary for Animal Health and Food Safety, and that covers a lot of really important ground within the department. What does that all entail?
Well, I appreciate you asking. First, let me start by saying that agriculture just doesn't turn off. When you're dealing with the health and care of animals, when you're growing plants and crops and producing food for people who eat every day, it's an industry that works 24/7, 365. So in our Animal Health Bureau, for example, we have a team of great veterinarians led by our state veterinarian, Dr. Alex Hamburg, and our assistant state vet, Dr. Aaron Luley, who, for example, just worked through Christmas and our New Year's weekends responding to high path avian influenza cases. These staff members work closely with farming and non-farming public on issues ranging from suspected rabies cases to farm-based animal health questions and animal health certificates for fair animals, for example. They work with youth a lot. Just remember that our work is to ensure that people are eating nice, good, safe food. It is to protect our food system. And we do the same thing with our food safety and laboratory services. It's another bureau I oversee. It's to protect and keep food safe for everyone from farm to fork. We're educating, regulating, we're ensuring compliance with food safety laws and regulations. And I'm sure a lot are familiar with the restaurant inspections, and that's us. And we're there just to make sure that everything is safe from what you get at restaurants to what you're eating at your family dinner table to food trucks and fair stands.
Wow. That's incredible. And on top of that all, you're also a dairy farmer.
That's correct. Yes. Family farm. My brother and I are the third generation.
That's incredible. So as we gear up for the farm show, it really pulls in everything that you do throughout the year into one single week in one specific place.
Absolutely, Senator. It is just a great showcase of what agriculture does. It's our number one industry in Pennsylvania. And what a great way to show off what we do to the public.
I couldn't agree more. And I have to tell you, two of our three kids are coming home because it is farm show. Last year, they brought their girlfriends for the first time. They didn't grow up in a community with a lot of agriculture. And it was incredible to watch that experience through their eyes, seeing the very diverse aspects of Pennsylvania agriculture for the first time.
And I think that's something that's really great for all of us to remember in the ag industry, that not everyone understands and not everyone makes the connection of the food they eat to agriculture and how the food is grown. So what a better way to educate, which is part of the reason we put on Farm Show annually.
Absolutely. It's probably even more important for people who are not in the agriculture community to come to the Pennsylvania Farm Show to learn more. It's a lot of work to go from that farm to your table. So what should we look for at the farm show that may be new? Or what do you think that our listeners should look forward to seeing this upcoming week?
Wow, there's so much going on, as you know, Senator, but you know, with about 6,000 animals, hundreds of exhibits and vendors, dozens of demonstrations, contests, and activities, there's so much going on, but I really like to start with the food. Everyone loves the farm show food court, and this year we have some food, new food items that will be featured. If you haven't already heard, the Pennsylvania Dairymen's Association unveiled their new flavor for this year, salted caramel.
I'm very excited to try the new salted caramel milkshake.
Yep. And see, you just said it. Is it caramel or caramel? And that's
we can probably have that debate.
Right. of course, they'll have their usual vanilla, chocolate, and my favorite, the half and half of the two.
Half and half is very good, but I'm thinking the salted caramel or caramel, however you pronounce it, is going to be a big hit and something I'm very much looking forward to trying.
We also have the mushroom growers are featuring a new stuffed baby Bella mushroom, and the potato growers are going to be serving up potato cakes this year. So that's new in the food court. The first ever country music concert will be held at Farm Show on Wednesday night, and it's featuring Alex Miller, who is an FFA alumni. And actually, part of the proceeds from the tickets to the music concert will be benefiting FFA. So we're excited to feature that this year as a first. Last year, goat snuggling was such a success. It was so popular.
I did not have the opportunity to partake, but I did hear from some of my colleagues that they found it a fantastic experience.
Well, you'll have to check it out. It's been moved to the main hall in a larger space because it was so popular last year. So that's going on. Butterflies will be in the giant expo hall. This is a new educational display, and we're excited to welcome Once Upon a Butterfly to serve our butterfly-loving crowd. There's a new presentation area for family living. This year will feature a history of Pennsylvania traditions. We're featuring some new Pennsylvania artisans who will be rotating booths and providing demonstrations of their art. At the Christmas trees and wreaths area, the folks there will be providing a porch pot class and wreath demonstrations. So just a lot going on, from wine and cheese pairings.
There is no doubt something for everyone at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. You know, the economic impact of ag to Pennsylvania is $132.5 billion. York County has the second largest number of family farms in Pennsylvania, next to
Lancaster County.
we love to give our colleagues from Lancaster County a hard time, but the truth is that we do have very shared interests and concerns, and we often work together really well.
We're great neighbors.
We really are. So what are some of the challenges or some of the opportunities for agriculture in Pennsylvania?
Thank you for asking. You know, with the economic impact, Pennsylvania Ag also supports more than 593,000 jobs, paying nearly $33 billion in wages annually. And I would say, and actually, Senator, one of my other areas as a deputy secretary is workforce. And that is one of our big challenges in agriculture, as it is in other industries. So we're always working hard on our apprenticeships and how can we educate our youth to become interested in agriculture and what jobs are out there. I think a lot of our youth may think when you say agriculture job, they think, oh, you know, it's milking cows or it's going out and harvesting something. But there's so much more to the workforce opportunities in agriculture. But I would say that's probably one of our biggest challenges we're facing right now in the industry.
Well, and agriculture has really gone high tech. It's amazing to learn all of the latest and greatest technology. Cows wear Fitbits and people think that's a joke, but it's the truth. It allows that dairy farmer the ability to monitor their herds, stop big problems from happening. We have soil sensors that connect to monitors and apps on farmers' phones. We use GPS guided imagery to apply pesticides and fertilizers so that we're not spreading too much of those chemicals that could wind up in our water. It's just a really exciting time. And The one thing that you did not touch on is that great tradition of the butter sculpture. Any chance we can get you to dish on what the theme is? I mean, we don't keep secrets in government, but boy, this one, we don't know. Do you know?
Well, I tell you, Senator, we keep it top secret. The butter and sculpture unveiling will be Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I will tell you that it is runs with our theme, connecting our communities. So maybe we'll wait for the unveil to give you the full benefit of seeing what it's all about. But a little interesting fact about the butter sculpture. A lot of people ask, well, what do you do with all that butter at the end?
It's a lot of butter.
It is. It's 1,000 pounds of butter. So we take that to a dairy farm in Juniata County, Rhineford Farms, and it gets placed into their manure digester and used for energy. So it goes back into recycling and goes to be used for electricity generation.
That is absolutely fascinating. And farmers, I have found, are very innovative and they don't really waste very much. They are always looking to recycle and reuse. And clearly, this is a new and innovative way to do it. So as we're sitting here talking, I'm still thinking about how excited I am to try one of those new milkshakes. And it's great because the food court opens earlier than the farm show. So it opens Friday.
Yes, that's correct. Friday from noon to nine. Yes.
So if you are looking for a great dinner treat, you can head on over to the farm show complex from Friday. Actually, you can start with lunch. You can stay through dinner. Lots of good treats. And it's more than just farm show milkshakes,
potato cakes, the baby Bella mushrooms, the stuffed mushrooms, the fried cheese.
Apple cider slushies. I think one year my son even had an entire huge part of a turkey for dinner one night when we were there.
Turkey
legs,
the whole gamut.
So farm show food court opens Friday at noon until 9 o'clock. What are the hours of the farm show? And do you have any tips for parking?
Sure do. Well, first let's go over the farm show itself is free admission. Parking is $15 and payment is credit card only. There will be free shuttle services running regularly from our satellite parking lots at Hack and other designated lots. The hours for farm show are 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day but Sunday. Sunday runs 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then our last Saturday of farm show, that January 13th, is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Fantastic. Deputy Secretary Graybeal, where can folks go to learn more about the 2024 Farm Show? Get all the details.
No, thank you for asking. Besides the Farm Show hours, parking information, there's a schedule of events, a lot of other details. If you visit the website at farmshow.pa.gov, you can also follow Facebook for updates. And before you're headed out to the Farm Show, download the PA511 app for the latest travel alerts and traffic updates. There's a farm show function on the app that helps you navigate the area and avoid traffic problems in and around Harrisburg. It's a busy event, attracts a lot of people in traffic, so we encourage people to just keep up with the updates.
Great tips for folks who are going to come on out to the 2024 Pennsylvania Farm Show. Today's guest was Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Lisa Graybeal. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to visit my website at senatorkristen.com. And this is Kristen Phillips-Hill signing off, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again soon.